Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Today, we have the joy of being able to reflect on St. Paul's conversion story. We know some of the readings this week were touching on Paul being brought before the religious leaders, the Sanhedrin. He's on his way. He's going to be on his way to Rome soon. Jesus said that powerful passage at the end of which he, after Paul testified before them, before the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and said, you know, I'm here today. The reason I was arrested is I'm bearing witness to the resurrection from the dead, that Jesus rose from the dead. And of course, there's a split between the Sadducees and the Pharisees on that topic, on that fundamental truth, battling over the Sadducees didn't believe in it. But Paul paid such a high price in so many ways, testifying to the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, the one who was crucified. Same thing, Peter and all the apostles, that was the central core proclamation. He's risen from the dead, and now he's Lord of all. He's Lord in Christ. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus, and Jesus is now in glory beginning the new creation and the pathway, the way home for the human race. Anyone who's willing to come to him to receive his teaching, to repent and be baptized and enter into a share in what now belongs to Jesus. So powerful, the implications of the resurrection. And so now Paul's brought before King Agrippa and a whole cohort, his entourage, I'm sorry, is the better way to put it. And now he's going to describe to the king his conversion on the road to Damascus. And it's really worth hearing his description of it and then point out some particular details to keep in mind. Paul says, "Thus I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining round me and those who journeyed with me. And when he had fallen to the ground, he heard a voice." He said, "I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It hurts you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said to him, 'I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and to bear witness to me, and to the things in which you have seen me, and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I send you, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." What a tremendous, precious gift we have to be in the Word of God, to be able to hear precisely what Paul had received from Jesus, not only his experience of encountering and falling to the ground and being surrounded by the glorious light of our Lord. The Lord speaks to him, and Paul's kicking against the will of God. He's kicking against what Jesus himself is doing, which is a bad idea. Jesus is saying to him, when he's saying, "You're kicking against the goad." Jesus is establishing his kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is spreading, and the apostles and those who are listening to the apostles are spreading the word of God. They're proclaiming it. It's beginning to make its way from Jerusalem. And Paul is trying to stop it from happening. And so Paul knows immediately, like, "Who are you, Lord?" He's just overcome by the sheer majesty of God. And then the amazing words of Jesus, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Paul never encountered Jesus face to face. When did Paul persecute Jesus? Well, Jesus is communicating something very profound. Those who are baptized into Christ are one body with the Lord. That's how he sees the reality. That's how he understands it. That's what he's teaching us. That's what he's teaching Paul. But the mystery of God's grace, by the power of God dwelling in us, the Holy Spirit present in us, by the power that we receive to become children of God, We are united to Jesus in one body. And to persecute those who belong to Jesus is to persecute Jesus. So Paul is receiving from the Lord, and it's passed down to us, a revelation of what he's made possible, what it means to be in the kingdom. It's not just a bunch of individuals that are part of an army or are part of an organization. It's a new reality. One new man, Paul describes it. This is one body, one head. Jesus is the head of the body, and the church is united to him mystically, mysteriously, profoundly, totally, by the Spirit. It's worth reflecting on that, friends, in our own life. And Jesus said, I'm with you always. We're with him. He's with us if we don't cut ourselves off from him. You see the deep, intimate union that we've been actually reflecting on the last 2 days from Jesus' high priestly prayer from John 17. It's all about, Father, make them one. Father, I long for them to be united to us the way we're united. And that's what God's doing. That's what we've been given. And then it's perfectly expressed. And here's one of the reasons why the church insists that we get to Mass on Sunday. We set the day apart. You know, we're fulfilling the commandment. But like all God's commandments, they're meant for good. And what happens at the Eucharist, at Mass on Sunday, is this reality that Jesus is talking about gets most fully expressed. We're united, we're receiving the body of the Lord. And in that moment of worship, as a whole people, we're united in one voice. And the priest who's standing, the person of Christ, makes an offering. Our offering is our response to the Lord, a response of thanksgiving. Yes, Lord, we belong to you. And we're united to the family of God in heaven, to the saints. And we're united to those who are in purgatory and those here on the earth, that we're one body in Christ. Those who made it all the way home have been purified in his presence. Those who are in purgatory being purified by the Lord to enter the Father's presence fully, we're united to him, and us who are church militant on the ground. We're all one body. And this is how much Jesus wants to be identified with us. He said, I want them to be with me. He said then to Paul, but rise and stand up on your feet, for I've appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and bear witness. So Paul, who was brought to the ground, who just fell to the ground in the face of the glory of God, which everyone would do in that case, overwhelmed by just a glimpse of God and his holiness, his purity, his power, his majesty. And then the Lord says, stand up. So Paul standing up for his commission from the Lord. And then he says this, stand, rise and stand upon your feet, for I've appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and to bear witness. So each one of us has encountered Christ, maybe not as dramatically as St. Paul, obviously, but we've all encountered him in various ways, his holiness, and we've turned our hearts to him, and we bow down, and we need to see it in a relationship to Paul's call, because it's part of what every disciple at one level or another is called to rise, to stand on our feet before the Lord, to understand that he's revealed himself to us for a fundamental purpose. Everyone's connected to the Great Commission to go make disciples of all nations. Here's Paul being called to it. His particular apostolic call is just extraordinary. And to appoint to serve and to bear witness. So as we get called by the Lord to receive his assignment for our lives, the first call is to be servants. We're servants of the Lord. We're servants of the word of the Lord. We're servants of God's people. So that's part of our identity. I rise to be a servant and to follow him. And that serving includes fundamentally bearing witness, testifying in the way we live and in the way we speak, testifying to the reality of our Lord. He says, to bear witness to the things which you have seen me and in those which I appear to you. So he's already seen him, and Paul's going to testify to what he saw, but the Lord's going to continue to work with Paul and appear to him at different times. He's going to speak to him. And he said, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles, the Lord has come to do. He's delivering them so he can be free. He can be free to go to those he wants to send. He says, to those whom I send you to open their eyes. Friends, everyone who does not know the Lord is in some way blind. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the revelation of God, and therefore the revelation of the meaning of everything God has made, including every person. We need to have our eyes opened. And Jesus said, to see me is to see the Father. Jesus' mission, building the kingdom, is to bring us home to the Father. And he came, he took on human flesh. Heaven enters, you know, God enters his own story in Christ so that he can bear witness and he can manifest, reveal the Father to us. This is the great desire of the heart of Jesus, to make it possible for fallen human beings that bear the image of God to come out of their fallenness, their slavery, out of the darkness, their blindness, and separation and alienation from God, and to come into his presence and to be united to him as his child. That's what Jesus is after. And what does that entail? Jesus describes it this way. The opening of the eyes leads to what? Leads people to turn, Jesus says, from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. The default human condition that Paul describes so powerfully in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, where he says, you were dead in your sins and now you've been made alive. You were dead and now you're alive. Why were you dead? Because he said you were under the domination of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and you were by nature children of wrath. That's the human condition. That's why Jesus said there's no one good but God. And any goodness we have, and as we grow into, I mean, God's creation is good, but it's fallen. The crown of creation is good, but we're fallen. God wants to share with us his actual goodness, which is revealed in Jesus, given to us in the Holy Spirit in baptism, in a sharing in his life. And so that's the darkness. We can't see God. We're under the fear of death. Our senseless minds become darkened in a fallen world. And so Jesus is sending Paul to do what he did with the disciples himself, to open their eyes so they could see. And now Paul is part of the apostolic band that's being sent forth in the power of the Spirit to lead people out of that darkness and ignorance of God, which means ignorance of everything that fundamentally matters, and under the dominion of sin and death, and to bring them into light and to break the power, the satanic power that's at work in this world and at work on human beings, to bring them from the power of Satan to God. That's Paul's mission. That's the mission of the church. And therefore, he said, so that they may receive forgiveness of their sins, which he constantly talks about. They just don't like hearing about sin. Well, guess what? Jesus talked about sin quite a bit. And the apostles went forward to bring the forgiveness of sins, actual sin that people have engaged in, to bring that to the Lord and to receive forgiveness. And then in the receiving the forgiveness of sins, being baptized into Christ, he said, to then take their place among the sanctified by faith in him. What a precious gift. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.